Otherwise, I have to do all the work myself. Diligence. 5,833 times that theme is used in the Bible. To the importance of being diligent. Without looking it up, who knows what the word diligent means? Wikipedia is not here today, so we don't have him. But, see, this is that dead air time that we're just going to chew into.
Steadfast.
Nice. This is what the dictionary says. Having or showing care and consciousness in one's work or duties. Industrious, hardworking, assiduous, conscientious, particular. Some words here I don't know. Punctilious, meticulous, painstaking, rigorous, careful, thorough, earnest. When we think of diligence, or being diligent, what do you relate that to in life?
Our walk with God, supposed to be.
Prayer life, our walk with God. Good answers, not the ones I expected. I figured guys were going to say work, doing our job,
loving our wife and kids.
Absolutely. Luke 7:4 talks about the Roman soldier begging earnestly. You don't have to go there. I'm just grabbing scriptures, begging the Lord to do what he knows that he can do. When we think of the word diligent in prayer life, I'm going to have, we're all going to participate in looking up scripture. Colossians 4:2. I just need one of you to find it real quick. And one of you can find Romans 12:11. 4:2.
We got Romans.
Go ahead.
Know that verse?
Yep.
Okay. Romans 12:11. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
Ken?
Devote yourselves to prayer and being watchful and thankful.
Ephesians 6:18. Jacob. 1 Timothy 4:13 would be the next one.
I like that one.
Yep. Are we hearing the theme using different words of the importance of being diligent? 4:13.
Yeah, matter of what perspective and gratitude. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Until I arrive, give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhorting, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you through prophecy with the laying on of hands by the council of elders. Put these things into practice. Devote yourselves to them so that all may see your progress.
Devote yourselves to them. Hebrews 11:6. Who can get that one for me? Deuteronomy 4:9 and Deuteronomy 6:17. Yep, read it loud though. Who diligently seek those who reward him. I said that backwards. Who's got the next one? Deuteronomy 4:9 and then Deuteronomy 6:17. Sean, you look bored. Why don't you look up Deuteronomy 6:17? Do you have the other one?
6:17. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes which he has commanded you.
Diligently keep the commandments. Colossians 3:23-24. Rosaire, can you get that one? Heartily to the Lord. Proverbs 23:1-3. Joe, can you grab that one? Ken, can you do 27:23? Proverbs 27:23. I said 27:23. Oh, that's for you. 23:1-3. Sorry. Do you have it? Go ahead.
Let another praise you and not your own mouth. Someone else and not your own lips. That's 2. 27:3 is stone is heavy and sand is a burden, but provocation by a fool is heavier than both.
Hebrews 12:15. John. Mr. Vayu, would you read that one? Dan, can you look up 2 Chronicles 5:14? Talking about being diligent in our forgiveness of others.
2 Chronicles
5:14. Yep.
Come on, there you are. 2 Chronicles 5:14. So that the priest could not continue ministering because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God.
That's talking about worship. That they were, Brian actually taught on that last Wednesday night, that they were earnestly in praise and worship so much that God showed himself to them with that cloud. Heartily pouring their hearts out in worship, that God met them there in that place. What about Second. Did you?
Second Chronicles 5:14 is what I just read.
Right. Proverbs 4:23. Who can get that one? Keep your heart in all diligence. I hope we're gathering the importance of diligence in our life in every aspect. When we look at, let's talk about Jesus' diligence before he went to the cross. How many of us could say that we could have taken the punishment that he took and the humiliation from the time that they scourged him to the time that they nailed him to the cross the way he did? I mean, that is the most perfect example of diligence that I could ever come up with. He did it without a word. He did it without pointing a finger. He just was obedient to the Father and to accomplish the mission for each and every one of us to be able to have what we have hope in. So Ecclesiastes 9:10. Rosaire, can you grab that one? And Jim, can you grab Philippians 3:14 after? Yep. And Brock, I'm going to have you grab 1 Peter 5:8, but don't read it until I'm ready. Go ahead.
Whatever your hand finds to do it with your might, for there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are born.
Read the first part of that again. Do it with your might. That's everything that you have. You should be exhausted afterwards, not leaving anything on the table. Jim? On a spiritual sense, as a Christian, what happens when we do all these things? I mean, there's countless scripture that I haven't even touched yet that follows that theme of diligence. But when we do that, when we follow that commandment of being diligent in everything that we do, what happens as a Christian? You're right, but that's not what I'm looking for. All great answers. But you know what happens?
What teacher?
We open ourselves up for attack. Second to Jesus, he knows how to be diligent. There's another type of diligence, the kind where you're stalking like a sniper. It takes him days, weeks sometimes to get to where he needs to be to see his target. Satan, as a lion, is prowling. He's looking. He's watching. He's looking for little cracks in our personalities, little cracks in the issues of life, whether it's at our job or serving at church. Anything he can do to find the wedge to open it up, to get into our minds, to get into our hearts, to cause division. I thought I wrote it down. I did. Rosaire, Ephesians 6:11 through 16, please. Sure. I'm almost done. 16, but read it with your growl voice.
Put on the whole armor of God, and be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one.
Is there any armor greater than God's? We have an enemy that wants to destroy us. I can tell you, well, I can't tell you everything, but I can tell you, since I've been serving here, there's only one person falling apart. Apparently, I wasn't very diligent putting this on. It's been attack after attack after attack for 7 years, or however long this has been. And if it wasn't, not perfectly, but if it wasn't for my diligence in my prayer life, my willingness to listen to people who God has placed above me to be sharpened, I have no idea where I would be right now. We talk about the whole armor of God, and you think of, let's use the example of our military or a police officer or a fireman. Before they enter a fire, they have to make sure their suit, their boots, is everything in place before they enter that building to protect their bodies. A police officer wears a duty belt where their mags are in a certain place based on their physical abilities, or their mace, or their taser. They carefully put that armor on so that they can perform their job at the best of their ability and go home at night. Same with our military, their vests, their helmet, all that stuff. We have Ephesians 6:11 through 16 that talks about the whole armor of God, and if when we read that, we don't take that to prayer, and we don't arm ourselves carefully with each piece of that armor. It's like some of you guys are shooters. If you don't make sure your mag is fully loaded, or depending on the circumstance, that you don't have a backup mag, or you're, as a fireman, your axe, the handle on it isn't sturdy, or it's got a crack in it and you don't replace it, or your helmet, or your oxygen mask isn't sealed tight so that you're breathing all the oxygen instead of taking in the chemicals that could be in that fire. Putting each piece of armor on requires diligence. It requires carefully examining, or better yet, allowing God to examine your heart and show him the places where you're lacking, and being willing to submit to his calling and putting that armor on so that you can withstand the attacks of the devil as he's luring around looking for those cracks. Because I can tell you what, his eyes are amazing. He can see the smallest crack, and he will use it against us. So my encouragement is that we as brothers here, as this part of the body, that we become better, that we become more diligent in being there for each other, sharpening each other. And along with that goes being willing to listen and take the criticism out of love. Recognize that it's a heart of love that we sometimes, myself, I get anxiety when I have to go to a brother because it's not always received as it's in love. And to me as well, I need to make sure that I'm sending it in love as well, so it doesn't get received as an attack. But we're only going to grow if we're willing to listen, if we're willing to dive into his word and take everything seriously. We battle things that, on a spiritual sense, that are well beyond our capabilities, well beyond our understanding. So let's put on the full armor of God. Let's be diligent about it. Let's be diligent about our study, our worship. Worship to me is, it just prepares your heart to hear everything that God has to say to you before a teaching. I can't imagine going into a study, and this isn't an attack or whatever on anybody that does a study beforehand, but I just can't imagine doing it without worshiping first, getting my mind and my soul, my spirit in the right place to be able to hear from God fully and for what he has for me. So recognize the importance of being diligent in all those things, your work, your service to God, your wives, your kids, all that stuff. Everybody's watching, including Satan. So let's pray. Because Brian wants to go lug wood. Father God, I'm grateful for the process that you took me through in this. I'm grateful for my brothers here. And Lord, we all have battles. We all have issues in life that we have to deal with. We have people that we are placed under, whether it's at work or at church or government. There's always somebody above us, authority over us. And I just pray, Father, that you would give us the heart to seek you and to learn from you, to learn from each other. Help us to recognize the importance of putting on your armor, putting on your protection, knowing your word, that we can call on you at any given moment throughout the day, to give you praise for the good and for the bad, for pulling us through the trials that we deal with, Father, the stuff that is buried deep. I just ask that you would continue your love and your molding of us, Lord, that you would not stop. Help us to be prepared for everything that comes at us. Help us to be prepared for the calling that you've called on our lives individually and corporately. Give us the desire to be obedient. Give us the desire to love one another. Father, we just thank you and praise you. Protect our families and our kids. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.